All right, so today we're going to take a look back, and I think this is important for anyone who's running a business or trying to get found online. We're going to look back at the launch of Google My Business. This wasn't just like a redesign or a new coat of paint. This was this pretty fundamental shift in June of 2014, June 11th to be exact. And it was really a bundling of a lot of Google's tools that I think had previously existed somewhat separately, but they kind of brought it all under one roof. And the reason I think it's important to understand this history is that it's sort of the foundation for how a lot of these tools work today, even though they've obviously evolved. So we're going to be using an article to kind of guide us through this. It's called It's Time to Claim Your Google My Business Page. And it was written by a guy named Chris Bradley. He's the co-founder of a company called Double Dome Digital Marketing. And he's been doing this for like 24 years. And I guess the first thing I would ask you is like, why should people listen to this guy? What makes him credible?
Well, I think the fact that he's been in digital marketing for 24 years, and that this company has, has had sustained a profitability over that whole time. I mean, that's pretty impressive in this world, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And he specifically focuses on sales and marketing. And so much of what we're going to be talking about in this episode is really about that. Like, how do you use these tools to drive sales and to market your business effectively? Let's just kind of jump into it. What was the big idea behind Google My Business? Like, what was the core thing that they were trying to do when they launched this?
I mean, you said it, I think, in the intro, it was to kind of bring together all of these different Google services, like Google Search and Google Plus and Google Maps, and put it all in one place so that businesses could manage their presence on Google in a more holistic way.
Yeah, and the benefit there, I guess, would be what? Like,
I think it would be, instead of having to go to three different places to update your business information or to check your reviews or to, do whatever you need to do.
you can just do it all in one place.
It's like a single sign-on and a single place to kind of manage all of that stuff. So if you change your address or your phone number, you don't have to go and update it in 18 different places.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, you sign up for Google My Business. What happens? Like, how does it work? You're a business owner.
The first thing you would do is enter all of your basic business information, like your name, address, phone number, website, all that stuff. And then Google uses that information to populate your listings across Search and Maps and Plus.
Okay, so you do the work once and then it kind of gets distributed everywhere.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. And then what are some of the specific tools that were available through Google My Business?
One of the main ones was Google Plus, which at the time was, Google's attempt at a social network. And I think for businesses, it was a way to connect with customers in a more direct way. You could post updates and photos and links and things like that.
And people could follow your business and engage with your content.
Okay, so it's like Facebook, but on Google.
Yeah,
On PC,
kinda,
right?
but more integrated with all of Google's other services.
Right. And then there was this other thing called Insights. What was that all about?
So Insights basically gave you data about how people were interacting with your business on Google. So like how many people were searching for you, how many people were viewing your listing, how many people were clicking on your website,
Oh, wow.
all that kind of stuff. So you could start to get an idea of how effective your online presence was.
Okay, so it's like analytics for your Google My Business listing.
Exactly.
Cool. What else?
Reviews were a big part of it too. You could see and respond to reviews that people had left for your business on Google.
Interesting.
And you could also see reviews from other sites like Yelp and TripAdvisor.
Okay, so it's kind of aggregating everything.
Yeah, I was trying to give you a comprehensive view of your online reputation.
That's interesting. And then there were a couple of other Google products that were integrated, right?
Yeah, so Google Analytics was built in, so you could easily track your website traffic. And then there was also Google Hangouts, which was a way to do video calls. So you could use that for internal communication or even to connect with customers remotely.
Okay, so all of this is kind of coming together under this one umbrella. Now, what was the thinking behind, like, why were all of these services so important for small businesses in particular?
Well, I think the main reason was that it made it easier for small businesses to get found online by potential customers. Like, if you think about how people search for businesses these days, they usually start with Google, right?
Hmm.
They either do a search or they look on Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
And so if your business isn't showing up in those results, then you're missing out on a lot of potential customers.
Right.
And so Google My Business was basically a way for businesses to make sure that they were showing up in those results.
Okay, so it's all about visibility.
Yeah, exactly.
And making it easier for people to find you. Now, were there some specific features of Google My Business that like actually facilitated customer interaction?
Yeah. So for example, if someone was looking at your business on Google Maps, they could see driving directions right there in the listing.
Oh, that's nice.
And if they were looking at your listing on Search, they could see your phone number and your hours of operation.
Okay.
And on mobile devices, they could even call you with one click.
Oh, wow. That's convenient.
Yeah, it was all about making it as easy as possible for customers to connect with you.
Yeah, remove any friction.
Yeah.
What about like visuals? Could businesses upload photos and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. They could upload photos of their storefront, their products, their team, whatever they wanted.
Okay, cool.
And some businesses could even create virtual tours so that people could get a 360-degree view of their space.
Oh, wow. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we talked about the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
But why was it so important to actually manage those reviews? Like to respond to them and engage with customers.
Mm. I mean, for a couple of reasons. First of all, it shows potential customers that you care about their feedback.
Right.
Like if you're taking the time to respond to reviews, both positive and negative, it shows that you're listening and that you're trying to improve.
Yeah.
And secondly, it can actually help your search ranking.
Oh, how so?
Well, Google's algorithm takes into account things like the number of reviews you have and how you respond to them.
Oh, interesting.
So if you have a lot of positive reviews and you're actively engaging with customers, it can actually help your listing show up higher in search results.
Okay, so it's not just about customer service. It's also about SEO.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. And then how did the Google Plus page fit into all of this?
Well, the Google Plus page was kind of like your business's home on Google Plus.
Okay.
It was a place where you could post updates, share content, connect with customers, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was also integrated with your Google My Business listing.
Okay, so it was all kind of tied together.
Yeah, it was all part of the same ecosystem.
Interesting. Now, the article says that, you know, customer interactions like leaving reviews and plus wanting your content and stuff like that could actually help your visibility on Google. How did that work?
Well, I think Google's algorithm was designed to reward businesses that were getting a lot of engagement from customers.
Okay.
Like if people were leaving positive reviews and sharing your content and plus wanting it, it was a signal to Google that your business was popular and trustworthy.
Right.
And so Google was more likely to show your listing to other people.
Okay. So it was kind of like a virtuous cycle.
Yeah, exactly.
The more engagement you get, the more visible you become. And the more visible you become, the more engagement you get.
Right.
Okay. So now let's walk through the actual steps of setting up Google My Business. Like someone's listening to this. They're like, okay, I'm sold. I need to do this. What was the first thing they would do?
Well, the first thing you would do is go to the website, www.google.com/business.
Okay.
And then you would either sign in with your existing Google account or create a new one.
Okay. And then?
And then you would search for your business by name and address.
Okay. What if your business was already there?
If it was already there, then you could claim it and verify that you were the owner.
Okay. And how did you verify it?
Usually you would do it by mail. Google would send you a postcard with a verification code to your business address.
Oh, okay. So it was kind of like a security measure to make sure that you were really the owner of the business.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. And then once you were verified, what would you do?
Well, then you would fill out your business profile as completely as possible.
Okay.
So you would add a description of your business, your hours of operation, your website, photos, videos, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so it's really about making your profile as comprehensive and as engaging as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, Chris Bradley, I think, did a good job of kind of laying out the basics of Google My Business.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting to kind of look back at this and see how it's evolved over time.
Right.
But I think the core principles are still the same,
yeah.
Right? It's about being visible on Google. It's about engaging with customers. It's about managing your online reputation.
Yeah. Definitely.
And it's about using all of these tools to drive sales and grow your business.
Mm.
So for anyone listening who hasn't already claimed their Google My Business listing or who isn't really actively using it,
mm-hmm.
I would say, what are you waiting for?
Yeah. I mean, it's such a valuable tool and it's free.
Yeah.
So there's really no reason not to take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So to wrap things up, what's your big takeaway from this whole Google My Business launch back in 2014? What do you think is like the lasting impact that it's had?
I think the biggest impact is that it really changed the way that businesses think about their online presence.
Okay.
Like before Google My Business, it was kind of like the Wild West out there.
Yeah.
You know, businesses were kind of scattered all over the internet, and it was hard for customers to find them, and it was hard for businesses to manage their reputation. But Google My Business really brought everything together, and it made it easier for businesses to take control of their online presence.
Okay.
And I think that's had a huge impact on the way that businesses operate today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's also really interesting to think about how Google My Business has kind of laid the groundwork for all of the other things that Google is doing now in terms of local search and, you know, helping businesses get found online.
Mm.
So even though it's been almost 10 years since it launched, I think it's still a really relevant topic.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's something that every business owner should be thinking about.
Absolutely.
All right. So for our listeners out there, something to kind of chew on this week. Think about how you're using Google My Business today. Are you taking full advantage of all the features?
Mm-hmm.
Are you actively engaging with your customers?
Right.
And are you using it to really drive sales and grow your business? Because if not, you're leaving money on the table.
For sure.
All right. That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.